Remember that amazing feeling right after the pandemic ended? You know, that feeling of rolling out of bed and heading straight to your home office? Ah, those were the days, right?
Yeah, well, for many, that dream is fading fast. But not if Google can help it. Today, we're diving deep into Google's choice to stick with hybrid work. All while Amazon's making headlines with its employees going back to the office, we're taking a close look at a piece from WebPro News. It's called Google Reaffirms Commitment to Hybrid Work from October 4th, 2024. And we're going to figure out what this all means for the future of work. You know what's really interesting about all this? It's the timing of Google's announcement. I mean, it comes right after Amazon made that big announcement about going back to the office. It's almost like they planned it this way. This isn't just Google sticking to its plan. This feels like a direct shot at Amazon in the fight for top tech talent.
Really? You think so? Tell me more.
Absolutely. The WebPro News article talks about a recent TGIF meeting at Google, you know, where employees get together, and the employees were probably all talking about what Amazon just did. So they asked if Google was going to do the same thing.
Oh, I bet that was a hot topic.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, Google said?
What'd they say?
They basically said, nope, not changing a thing, at least for now. A VP from Google even told everyone that their 3 days in the office setup is working great. But here's the thing that really stands out. Sundar Pichai, the CEO himself, said this whole thing depends on whether employees keep getting work done.
Oh, wow. So it's all riding on their productivity.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, we trust you to get your work done wherever you are.
Okay, so it's about trust. But it's also a really smart business move. They're sending a message to anyone who wants to work in tech. It's like, hey, come work for us. We're flexible.
Exactly. And get this, Google's not alone. Microsoft's doing the same thing. They're sticking with hybrid work, too. They're basically saying the same thing as Google. It's working for them.
Wow. So both Google and Microsoft are embracing this new way of working. It makes you wonder if all those old school bosses who think everyone needs to be in the office are wrong.
Right. And it's not just talk. Microsoft's actually done studies. And those studies show that people who work remotely actually get more done.
Oh, hold on. Seriously, there's actual data that proves that.
Yeah, it's true. And a senior director at Microsoft IT, Keith Boyd, even said something interesting about it.
What'd he say?
He said that when companies do hybrid right, employees are more engaged, more productive, and more connected, even if they're miles apart. He also said that employees are far less likely to leave for a competitor who has a more sophisticated and flexible model.
That sounds like he's talking about Amazon, doesn't it? Do you think Amazon might be making a mistake, especially when everyone's fighting for the best employees?
Oh, big time. I mean, no. Think about it. There was this survey on Blind, you know, that anonymous place where employees talk.
Yeah.
And it found that a crazy 73% of Amazon workers are actually thinking about quitting because of this whole back to the office thing.
73%? Are you serious? That's like practically everyone.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. And the article we're talking about, it really hits this home with some stories from actual Amazon employees. There's this one employee, they call her Laura in the article. And she was hired during the pandemic, you know, and they promised her she could work remotely. Now she feels totally lied to. Like they completely misled her. She says this whole thing has ruined her trust in Amazon. And now she's getting her resume ready and applying for new jobs like crazy.
Yeah, I can see why she'd be so upset. It really makes you think. It's like Amazon's missing the bigger picture here. While Google and Microsoft are changing with the times, maybe even getting the best employees because of it.
It's true. And here's the thing. It's not just about keeping employees happy. You know, this is strategic for these companies. They don't have to rely on those expensive office spaces as much. And they don't have to offer all those crazy perks to make up for people having to come into the office.
And think about all the great people they can attract to work for them now. In a world where everyone wants flexibility, that's a huge deal.
Exactly. And you know what this all brings up?
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, how do you even measure productivity in this new hybrid world? When you can't just look at who's sitting at their desk the longest, how do you know who's getting things done?
That's a really good point. It's not even just about where you're working anymore. It's about redefining what work even means in the first place.
Exactly. And this is affecting everyone, not just tech companies. Every single industry is having to figure this out.
Yeah, it's a big shift. The article even mentioned that Mark Benioff, the CEO of Salesforce, said something pretty bold about this. He said, "Office mandates are never going to work."
Wow. He's not holding back, is he?
Nope.
And you know what? He might be right. This whole thing feels like a huge societal shift, like that venture capitalist Marc Andreessen said.
What did he say?
He said, this is like an earthquake in how we think about work and life.
An earthquake? So we're not just talking about a few little changes here. This is a massive shakeup, an earthquake. Wow, that's a powerful way to put it. So we're not just talking about tech companies fighting over who gets the best employees, are we?
No, not at all. This is much bigger than that. It's about a fundamental change in how we think about work and life in general.
This is really making me rethink things. And you know what's interesting? We've been talking a lot about Google and Amazon, but this affects everyone listening, right?
Absolutely. Andreessen's earthquake analogy is spot on. This isn't a temporary thing. This has the potential to change cities, change how we commute, even change how we measure the whole economy.
Wow, when you put it that way, it really hits home. It's not just about those big companies anymore.
Right, and that's what's so fascinating about all of this. We're not just talking about changing where you work, but also how you work with others, even how you connect with colleagues when everything's becoming more and more digital. The old rules don't apply anymore.
So if this is the new normal, what can people listening do to prepare for it? What should they be doing to make sure they succeed in this new world of work?
That's the million-dollar question. And honestly, it's one we're all going to be figuring out as we go. But one thing's for sure, we have to be adaptable, open to new ways of working, and ready to learn new skills to thrive in this changing environment.
It's about taking charge of your own career, right? Deciding what's important to you and finding jobs that fit with how you want to work. Maybe this is the push some people needed to finally try freelancing or working remotely.
Exactly. This shift gives people the power to design their own work-life balance. It's all about finding that balance where you're engaged, productive, and fulfilled, both in your career and your personal life.
This deep dive has been such an eye-opener. We started with Google's hybrid model, but this conversation has really opened up a much bigger discussion. It's not just about where we work, but how we work and what that means for our lives as a whole.
Yeah, it's a pivotal moment. And the choices individuals and companies make in the next few years will determine what work will look like for decades to come.
That's a powerful thought to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. Until next time.